Hey, audio-only listener, you are in a rare club. You are old school doing the radio thing. Most people are either watching visually on YouTube or, of course, behind the Mug Club membership using that app because there are a lot of exclusive visual sketches and elements that you don't get in the audio-only version. But either way, you can join up and support this show if you want it to keep going at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. We really appreciate you listening or watching on YouTube and hope to see you on the other side. louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Louder with Crowder Studios, protected exclusively by Walther
and Harper.
I've been expecting you. It seems that my services are once again required.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for comparing him
to China. I am so useful, and I do serve a purpose.
Excuse me, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah?
YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki's here to see you.
Oh, God. Where's my Cialis?
It's not about that, sir.
Oh, thank God. I can't spare the fluids right now. Okay, send her in.
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. Thank you for...
Why haven't you deplatformed Steven Crowder yet? Did you see what that Canuckphobe has planned for Cultural Appropriation Month? Literal hate speech! About the literal majestic nation of Canada.
Don't interrupt me, Mr. Prime Minister.
I'm sorry. It's been a rough couple of weeks. First, I find out about the Rolling Stones running a train on my mom. Then the relentless attacks on the Vox gentleman and scholar of Latin origin who happens to be attracted to members of the same sex, which is both brave and beautiful. Now there's this blatant anti-Canadian rhetoric.
I thought Crowder was Canadian.
If you ever want to be welcome in the great nation of Canada again, Ms. Wojcicki, I'd mind my tongue. Stephen was born in the cesspool of filth and sadness that is Detroit. He's not one of us. He will never be one of us.
Mr. Prime Minister, there's no doubt Stephen is an insufferable prick. But we couldn't find any actual violations of any guidelines.
Oh, to hell with your guidelines. We both know they're not worth the paper they're printed on. You can make them disappear like a fart in the wind. Yes, your farts. And Donald Trump is really bad. Legalize weed!
Mr. Prime Minister, we've demonetized his entire channel.
Don't patronize me. You know damn well that he makes his living as a Mug Club salesman. Demonetizing him won't even make a dent.
Oh, but Mr. Prime Minister, we didn't just stop there. We've since fully booted and demonetized thousands of other channels as well. The Vox apocalypse has been the excuse we've needed all along. Any channel that even so much as broaches controversial subjects, they're gone. Comedy Central channels and History channels and neutral political channels.
Wait, what the H? Where's my channel? Why is my feed littered with tranny makeup tutorials? No, stop! Stop that! That's not funny! That's not funny at all! You were just supposed to stop Cultural Appropriation Month from happening!
It's too late!
Why is that?
Because it's happening right now!
Live from Mug Club, it's Cultural Appropriation Month!
It's June, which marks Louder with Crowder's fourth annual Cultural Appropriation Month, where we take you across the globe, learning about and appreciating all the great cultures this world has to offer. Starring Porter Black Garrett, Audio Wade, G. Morgan Jr., Too Cute Maddie, special guests, the Hodge Twins. And now, to take you to the beautiful and proud country of Canada, your host, Stephen Crowder.
All right, thank you
so much. There we go. I should let you know, we have Dave Rubin on the show. We have, it's cultural. You know, I got to get rid of the hat. That's not going to work. Sorry, I was very distracted.
Anyway.
Right off the bat. Canada, some fast facts about Canada. A lot of people don't know. First off, I was not born there. I was born in Detroit. But Looney Tunes, it was actually named after our dollar and $2 coins. Beavers are actually considered once a year royalty.
Really?
And actually, yep. Look and once every winter solstice, it precipitates tir sur neige. It's a French thing. Look it up. Let me know if you figure out what it is.
They're nice.
Dave Rubin on the show. Boom. The Hodge twins are in third chair. Is it Conservative Twins is your Instagram?
Yep, that's it. YouTube channel.
And your tour is where?
HodgeTwinsTour.com.
HodgeTwinsTour. Okay.
So that's a little cross market.
And you make up for quarter black, Garrett. So I guess you're each kind of half. So we have a full.
We have a full
black. G Morgan Jr., what's the one of the day?
And demonetized.
Yeah,
Turnbull Reserve.
What are you supposed to be? I get the beaver.
It's like praying.
Oh wow! Yesterday was the third most watched live stream of the year because of the Vox Apocalypse.
Yeah, and now we're done.
Now we're right next to the Young Turks third tier show at 9 a.m. with the buzz cutted same sex attracted gentleman who I haven't learned his name yet, but I hear he's a good person. So question of the day:
don't you think?
We're going to be getting back into the Vox Apocalypse in a bit, but. Which of the independent, you know, we told you yesterday that this was coming, and then sure enough, just a few hours later, people, boom, started getting booted, demonetized. We have some more exclusive info here today. Which were you most surprised to see demonetized? Or were you not surprised at all? Where do we go from here? Genuinely curious as to your opinions. Hey, quick question, Hodge Twins. Have you guys ever been in hockey equipment before?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Not surprised.
Well, it's top story, President Trump. We had one guy in Canada, actually. One guy in Canada who was a black player.
There's just
player.
Not a lot. And I mean,
he was
okay.
Surprised he was a fighter. He was just an enforcer.
They're aggressive.
Those are not real hockey pads either.
No.
No, nothing about this is correct.
I look real.
Okay. I have no idea what they... By the way, they had beer before the show, the Hodge Twins.
Quickly. Yes.
Very, very quickly.
White man's beer.
I don't even know what that
stuff
means.
Stuff we cannot say.
Can we just get beyond seeing... Can you just be colorblind?
Yeah,
it's just beer. Our top story, President Trump sat down with Piers Morgan to clarify the nasty comment he made about Duchess of Sussex. I've slept 2 hours this week.
Wow.
I'm sure you can guess. Duchess of Sussex. I can't even say it twice, let alone three times.
Tongue twister.
Meghan Markle. You know, here's the clip.
I didn't know she was nasty. I wasn't referring to her. She's nasty. I said she was nasty about me.
He always sounds like a boy who's been caught.
Yeah.
It's not me.
I didn't know.
I don't know. That's what she told. It was me. She said, I didn't say that. It was her hand in the cookie jar. Where's your hand? I don't know.
Fake news.
If you listen to the actual, there was actually an audio leak, though. If you listen to the original comments in context, he wasn't even talking about the Duchess at all.
Oh.
30 seconds, Mr. President.
Wait, Harry married the girl from Suits? That was a nasty show, okay? I'm happy for him, though, after the queen had his Bob killed. Princess Diana, remember her? Now, that was a great piece of
Mr. President.
Even at the funeral, that's all I could think about. All I could think about, what a great piece of
Mr. President, your microphone is on!
Fake news.
Well, you know what? It's as valid an argument as any. I'm receiving an exclusive right now. We go now live to the Vox Apocalypse at the Vox headquarters in progress.
No.
Hey, Hodgkins, you had a story about the Vox deal. You were you at the hotel or at the airport?
Yeah, the other day. Did you guys know y'all was on CNN yesterday?
Well, that can't be good.
Whatever
it is. Can't be good.
We saw Don Lemon. He said YouTube's banning racist neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. And then you popped up on the screen.
And then it went to you. You was like, queer.
it cuts back to Don Lemon. He's like... disgusting.
That was weird. Did it? That was messed up. He went from neo-Nazi white supremacist straight to your show.
Well,
I was wondering why we was going to be on the show yesterday, but then I was like, oh, okay, that's why we're not.
Yeah. I get it. Finally,
a little bit of something going.
Just wait until the post-show roundup. Only Mug Club members need apply.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe that just lets you know they're getting their story straight from Vox. They're running the supercut. I don't even care anymore. Come at me, bro. Other news, transgender murderer. There's a phrase you never thought you'd, two words you never thought you'd see back to back. Transgender murderer was, transy murderer was moved back to an all-male jail after having sex with a female inmate. This comes from Daily Mail. Kaylee Woods, formerly known as Kyle Lockwood, requested the move to the women's prison, but within weeks had started the sexual relationship. Lifetime has actually already secured the film rights, tentatively titled "Could Have Seen That Coming," starring Dean Cain. Yeah, Dean Cain.
He's in every one of them.
And Jenner. That was a little bit obvious, right? So this is a 23-year-old guy who was committed of murdering his flatmate, who had zero evidence that he was actually trans. Like, do you think this was on like a dare? Like, dude, do you think you can get transferred to the women's prison? See
Bro,
if you can do it.
Yes,
I know
can,
you're.
Dude.
I know you're a murderer. But let's see if they'll do it.
I have. Well, right now, you'd probably be switched yourself.
Well, that's
why did he switch him?
It'd be orange is the new horrible Alanis Morissette costume.
But even funnier, they saw in the cell, they're like, one of the people had their clothes off and the toilet seat was broken. So we knew what was going on. I'm like, the toilet seat was broken.
I'm sorry, I just can't look at you and take anything that you're saying seriously. You look like Bret Michaels' retarded son if he dyed his hair black. If Bret Michaels had sex with Bela Lugosi, it would be you.
That sounds
And it looks nothing like Alanis Morissette.
That's Monica Lewinsky transitioning.
Oh, I see you, Hodge twins.
Okay.
You ain't half bad.
We are going to...
I need like an honorary
He's
twins.
All bad. Yeah. Yeah, that was a Muppet heckler reference.
Hey.
I got to
listen, we're
going to
get to why you're here, the Vox Adpocalypse, but...
Yeah, it's coming.
Let us take our time here. We're going to just be... We're going to meander down the yellow brick
wall. Some comic relief
with some
bit.
Gay lions and tin men. A horse is actually... Yeah, that's
True
right.
Story.
A horse.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Tried to get served in McDonald's, where it promptly pooped on the floor before leaving. So... Munir Muhammad, this comes from us from Daily Star, of course. That's one of the managers at the restaurant said that he was shocked, never witnessed an incident before like it. Even sadder, actually, is that McDonald's was the horse's second choice after Chick-fil-A refused to serve him because he's gay.
Oh,
so,
that's unfortunate.
Wow.
That
is unfortunate.
Transgender horse?
Yeah.
No, it's a gay horse.
Well, just gay.
But it
it's kind of hard to tell,
It can't
honestly.
Just be gay. There's got to be that's one more letter for the LGBTQ. Q-A-A.
What is it? Does no one? Has everyone in this room had a stroke?
Plus. Yeah, like, I got
stuck. Did the Joker release some kind of poison gas in this dude?
They've been using Brand X.
What's happening here?
I don't know what's happening.
Stressful week.
It's been a stressful week. Kills more people than drugs. That's what they say.
Yes.
Finally, I apologize in advance, Hodge Twins. The NBA teams, I guess they're looking to drop owner as a title.
Yeah. Weird.
What?
Okay. Over concerns that the term is racially insensitive. Yeah, this is a real story. Which almost makes it worse.
It'd be better from The Onion than from...
People have been talking about the issue for a while. This comes from TMZ. But it gained steam when LeBron James' show, The Shop, argued against teams using the term owner. Some, of course, have been calling this political correctness, while others have pointed to the Charlotte Hornets' ill-advised Amistad throwback jerseys, which seems as though they're pushing the envelope.
Yeah, had a good time.
They will put you all back in chains.
And then pay you $30 million a year.
Oh my
gosh. You take the good with the bad. Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to call a what do you want to call them? Pimps?
Look, that's the WNBA.
That would be
They're owners because they own your ass. Your property.
Oh,
and when you
God.
Get old, they're going to get some new property.
Yeah. There's literally no more entitled group of athletes, no more entitled
than the
NBA players who are vastly overpaid, by the way. Yeah. Vastly.
What about soccer players?
No. They're not overpaid as much as NBA players.
Well, you didn't justify it at all. You just said no because it's your thing and
it's
you're offended.
It's true. No, I'm
like,
being honest.
Well, we know who aren't overpaid. Hockey players. So thank you. You
that's
guys
true,
are the workhorses.
Nobody cares about hockey, so that's cool.
By the way, I can see their eyes semi-glazing over right now. That's one and a half beers. Hey, by the way, before we get to Vox Adpocalypse, hit the notification bell. Do bookmark the page because we have no idea how long subscriptions notifications are going to work. And subscribe on iTunes, on Instagram, Lotto with Crowder, Twitter, S. Crowder. Join the mailing list. We just don't want to lose touch with you
all
right now because we don't know what's going to happen. There's another YouTube channel called Crowder Bits. Tell us what you'd like to see on there. Just sketches, little clips that are uploaded there.
Anything
let us know in
want.
The comments section. Hey, Gerald, how about you read us? We had a trivia contest winner before we get to Vox Apocalypse.
Okay. Bullfrag Evo, for correctly answering the socialism is for figs shirt was banned on Instagram.
That's
very
right.
Nice.
For
fantastic
figs.
There.
And
for
the honorable figs. Mention.
Figs.
Figs.
With
very
a
clear.
Picture of a fig.
Which was trending yesterday.
Yeah. Which was awesome. Honorable mention goes to Regina C111418. I have no idea why that. Who, yes, provided the incorrect answer for last week, but correctly predicted what was to come. So,
okay. All right.
Good on you.
All right. So we're going to talk about Vox a little bit more. This is something that I think people need to understand because the Vox ad podcast apocalypse started trending after. That's why you guys actually weren't in on the show. We just started live streaming, and we were all asses and elbows.
It was crazy.
And then it was trending for hours afterward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we saw this groundswell of people who are not conservatives, not in the political echo chamber at all. They started jumping in. And by the way, people start jumping in, everyone, from even conservatives attacking you at that point, because everyone just wants to get in on the trend and have their opinion heard. So, you know, don't believe everything you read, both on the plus and the minus. Though a lot on the minus, let's be honest. It's probably true. but here's something important that I think a lot of people don't realize. They think this is a new... It's not. Vox has a long history of specifically targeting competitors, and more specifically, individual creators. So let's look at some of the tactics that they've been using for a long time to get people deplatformed. I should say not people, the competition. Whether it's an individual channel, like you guys, or like this channel, or a big corporate channel, it doesn't matter. I have no idea what kind of wars they have between Vice. Could be like West Side Story over there.
It's Jets and the Sharks.
Only in Chelsea, because we know that they wouldn't... be in downtown, uptown. I don't know where that story takes place. A lot of Puerto Ricans.
Somewhere.
Maybe. I don't think they have any Puerto Rican. They only have Cubans and Mexicans, which you're not allowed to say.
Not at all.
No.
So, don't say that.
And we didn't.
Let's start by realizing that this isn't just going to end with our platform or demonetizing.
Right.
Maza is the guy at Vox. For people who don't, he is the gentleman and scholar of Latino origin who happens to be attracted to members of the same sex. And that's brave and beautiful. He wants physical violence against voices he disagrees with. He's called for his followers to attack Trump supporters, milkshake them, mob them.
Honorable
this is
man.
Like, you know what? Is this considered borderline content? Because we never get these answers from YouTube. Hold on. Calling for physical assault and battery. Where does, you know what? Maybe that's on the line, especially considering that not much later after these tweets, Trump supporters were attacked in the exact way described.
Yeah.
Action meet reaction.
Well, exactly. And people would be like, oh, it's just a milkshake. You know, grow a pair. No, that's assault. By law, if they, I think there's like a specific definition
battery.
Like that would qualify as battery, and then if you create like a scratch or something like that, there may even be assault charges. Like that's actually
what if there's acid in it?
Somebody, you have no idea. Somebody's about to get thrown something. You have no idea what's in there. It could be a rock. It could be any kind of thing.
Like, I don't want anybody throwing stuff at leftists.
No,
no, I don't want anybody throwing it at anyone.
Don't do it at all.
Unless I don't know about all that.
Unless it's Gallagher.
Shut up.
But that's just part of the show. What would you guys do if someone threw a milkshake at you?
Oh, they go to sleep for a little while. I won't hurt them too bad. Might pop a couple ribs, and, you know, snap a couple fingers, but they'd be all right.
But seriously, if someone in the real world, they say this is fine to do to politicians. By the way, in Canada, our prime ministers get pied. That's an actual thing.
Well, that's actually
they not only walk up with a Boston cream pie and push it in the face, but rotating. It's like a cartoon. Like, why does this always happen to me? It happens all the time. There's no Secret Service in Canada. But in real life, if someone just whipped the milkshake at you, you're not a politician, you're not a public figure.
Yeah.
Would you kick the person's ass? A stranger whips a milkshake at you or your wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. For sure.
I would feel like it's probably not going to stop there. What do you think? I mean, that's you got to protect yourself at that moment. Right?
Yeah. Well, my belief is
not.
Go ahead.
I could tolerate it if it's me, but if it's my wife, you got to go to sleep.
Oh,
yeah. You got to go.
Gloves are coming off.
Well, this is my philosophy. Anytime you put someone in a situation where they even could fear for their life, or they have to, you've now actually forfeited your right to live. Remember the knockout game?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I don't know that you're playing a knockout game. I don't know that you're going to slap me. All I know is you're trying to full wind me, or someone holds you at knife point. I can't know that you really just want my wallet. I have to assume that because thousands of people every year go all the way, I have to assume that you're willing to use a knife. I have to assume that you're okay with me smacking my head in the concrete. I have to assume that you're willing to put acid in the milkshake. Therefore, now it's not ideal, but if you do that and you put someone else in that scenario, you forfeit your right to live.
Yeah, sorry.
Them's the breaks. Now, of course, don't throw the people. Is that a call to violence? No, I'm saying don't let anyone violently assault you.
That's a call to defense.
By the way, tweets are still up. Tweets are still up right now.
Still up there.
He's also tweeted also about assassinating people he dislikes on Twitter. Ooh, and it's kind of a joke. We joke a lot, but here, not exactly about assassinating people. Unless it's Ben Shapiro in a 7 parody. You know what? Well, okay, strike that. We'll probably joke about assassinating people at some point, so I want to have the pass. Fair play.
Fair point, fair point.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something there, Gerald.
That was it. Like, just fair point, you know.
All right. This is something else.
Good job.
If you look at the
back to you, Stephen.
If you look at the Alinsky tactics that they use, this is something, you know, Andrew Breitbart there on the poster has talked about. Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals, he talked about accusing others of doing what it is that you are doing yourself. Exactly. Yeah. So Vox, Maza, Vox by proxy, they encourage actual physical violence. Mm-hmm. They've called for actual targeted harassment campaigns, but then they accuse other people of doing it.
Yeah.
That's important to note. If he says, look, they're inciting violence. No, you actually have. Right. It's verifiably proven. You try to coordinate mass flagging campaigns. And by the way, he's also claimed this is something, me specifically, that I'm the perfect YouTube creator because of this divisive environment. It's kind of, isn't that odd considering that YouTube gave a $20 million grant to Vox and other channels? Did you know that?
That's a lot of money.
That's quite the compliment,
though. $20 million.
The perfect YouTube creator.
Yeah, but I ain't got no luck, or do I, Mick?
You know?
I ain't got no $20 million filled locker.
It's a bit more.
I can't imagine what I would do with $20 million.
That'd be
fun, you know, Vox is talking about, they go, the Louder with Crowder. It's just their content is cheap and it's easy. We spend, they said months on these videos when it comes to copyright and research and interviews. You're talking in front of a JCPenney's catalog bedsheet. If it took you a month to do that and we refute it within the day, I mean, that should tell you that maybe you have too many people on staff, and that's why they're walking out of your headquarters today.
Exactly. That's about the time it takes to rebut one of those videos.
With actual sources, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's how much time it takes us to go out there and find information that rebuts what you said. And if you were any good at your job, you would rebut that, right? You're not. Everything that we've done, though, is strongly discourage people from harassing other people. We're not in the harassment game. We're in the telling you the truth game, and sometimes we have to throw in a lot of comedy in there just to make it a little bit more palatable, right?
Yeah. Well, we do. You go.
Well, sometimes people don't want to hear it, and we're guys, I do it on accident.
Yeah,
right?
yours is the bitter pill follows the sweet
pretty,
one.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. And you've never rallied. This is a very, very clear point that you've been accused of this. You have never rallied anyone to go and harass.
Yeah.
Never. They cannot prove in any way
yourself,
other than me.
Behind the scenes, it happens all the time.
And by the way, we said this at the outset. We have bona fide black people in the studio. Is Stephen a white supremacist according to you guys?
Well, you can't take my word. I'm only about 54% black.
But that works. 54 is totally fine.
Just made the cut. Come on now, we're black.
Just by the pigment of your melanin. Yeah. Just barely.
Steven's awesome. He's no racist.
Right?
Checks in the mail. So deplatforming, this is something I really want to talk about quite a bit. There's a difference between someone getting deplatformed incidentally. This is, again, I keep saying his name Maza for those who aren't familiar with. He is the gentleman and scholar of Latino origin who happens to be attracted to members of the same sex who works at Vox, which is both beautiful and brave.
Beautiful.
Maza, this guy getting attracted
to. That's a long
name. Brave, beautiful, Latino, get it. Came from Media Matters. Now, for those of you who don't know, a lot of people are out of the political echo chambers, and I know not everyone here is necessarily a policy wonk, so a lot of you may not be familiar. Are you guys familiar with Media Matters?
Nope.
It's a website that exclusively exists just to try and boycott sponsors of conservative shows.
What?
That's all. It's the only reason it exists. Yeah, after this, I'll show you. You guys have to go check it out. And he said that the reason he went to Media Matters, his goal was to, quote, take down Fox News. That's very important for you to know. That's his background. Since being at Vox, he's made video after video after video about Fox News, which coincidentally is what spurred all of this, where he said, Fox News runs the media, and we rebutted it. It's like, well, what about you?
Yeah, I guess that's harassment by your division.
Yeah, I think it is, right? He could have provided an interesting rebuttal, but by the way, how has that affected Fox News so far? Has he achieved his goal? Is Fox News gone?
If he would achieve his goal, and that's the whole point, right? Is these people punch
I think they're still
down.
Number one, right?
Yeah, I think they're still number one.
Still number one.
But he's going after a lot of people. People need to understand, a lot of people, because he believes that we should deplatform anyone that we don't agree with. This is constant. Yeah, you even see that there with Milo Yiannopoulos. I thought that queers, two queers of a feather should stand together.
Flock together.
Is it flock together?
Birds of a feather flock together.
I don't know,
together.
But again, beautiful and brave.
Beautiful and brave.
I want to make sure that you do not misrepresent my words out of context and say, he said queer and feathers, beautiful, brave queer feathers. Real
different.
Clear?
Totally different.
Okay. I think he's average.
LGBT queer feathers.
Beautiful.
He ran a campaign to get people, of course, to pull ads off of Tucker Carlson's show. In his Twitter profile, says that he's a white supremacist.
Yes.
Did the same thing with Laura Ingraham. This is what's important. Vox and this guy, who is their attack dog who goes out, they never engage in arguments.
No.
They only try to get people deplatformed. Deplatforming is what they call in Quebec his raison d'être. That's his whole reason for being. For him, it's like scalps. Keep in context, we've never once, I don't think anyone in this room has ever once tried to get anybody deplatformed. On the flip side, we just want to get past this bump in the road right now so we can go back to creating content. Maza, okay? And Vox, their ideal content is a story of successful deplatforming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the end game. That is the goal. And it's not just this individual who's beautiful, brave, Latino origin. Vox as a company has a history of just running campaigns against people into the ground. They did it with PewDiePie.
Yep.
For years. There's an article in Vox and Vox and Vox and Vox. And it's not just about me, by the way. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, PewDiePie. If you look at what happens on Twitter, all opposition, they want it completely gone. Yep. This is a direct quote from gentleman at Vox of Latino origin who happens to be attracted to members of the same sex, both beautiful and brave. He said,
nice job. Yes, very, very good.
Steven Crowder's not the problem. Alex Jones is not the problem. These individual actors are not the problem. They are symptoms and the product of YouTube's design. So it's not that he wants people gone to accomplish something else. That is the accomplishment. He went to Media Matters with the express purpose of getting rid of Fox News. When he couldn't, he said, I'm going to go to Vox, and then just so happens to time with LGBTQ month and the major walkout at the Vox offices, we're going to edit a supercut that Don Lemon's going to be disgusted by.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and so I want to take just a second here because the reason that this is incredibly important, not just for you, not just for the people that are affected by this, the people that have been demonetized right now, maybe even deplatformed, every single regime in the history of the world that's turned out to be a murderous socialist or fascist or dictatorial regime has said, if only all of the dissenters were gone, if only we could shut them up or take all of their power away. That is absolutely how you end up in a place like that. If you say you can't critique, you can't have a different opinion, you can't rebut what we say.
Their whole idea, you know, this is what they say. They say, well, free speech really isn't free if someone else is intimidated. Okay.
Bull crap.
Think black people were intimidated when they couldn't vote? No. Look at all great look at all great civil rights achievements in the United States. Really, they start with speech. They start with speech. And if you stop the starting point, they can never bud.
Yeah.
That's something that's just remarkable to me. You do not help people in minority classes by stifling speech because eventually someone in the majority will choose which minority's speech to stifle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so this is the perfect thing because it's actually turned on him. Right, it's already started to turn on him in his place. So he's unleashed an animal, and you're already seeing. You should be able to see. Okay, maybe I don't want to walk down this road. Maybe I don't want to be the one deciding because tomorrow somebody else could decide.
Oh, he's loving this.
No, I know. I'm saying that you should.
He's absolutely adoring it.
Well, here's the thing. You don't understand when the machine turns on you. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not about him. It's about Vox. I want to make sure that we understand. It's about $1 billion company.
Yeah.
And independent creators were always a target, not just myself. That's why you see people who are just historical channels now. You see people who just cover issues that might be controversial, and they're not even right wing. Independent creators as a whole always been the target because it's about YouTube trying to change their entire business model, right? They've been wanting to do this for a long time. They've made videos repeatedly trying to get Twitter and YouTube to change the designs and standards. This is something that's been going on for a long time. They've been very open about it.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, Vox just, it sucks at jumping into the arena of ideas and competing. It can't just jump in and say, these are our ideas and we're going to back it up with facts and we're going to rebut every video that tries to rebut us and we're going to handle every argument. We're going to bring on people who disagree with us so that we can show you their argument and defeat it.
By the way, that's of course, exactly anyone from Vox, anyone of their main, welcome to.
Yeah.
I doubt it, even though you are all beautiful and brave.
Yes.
Well, they made the statement, Vox. They made it very clear that this is not about demonetization. It's about removing all voices from the platform that they deem to be harassing. Well, okay, how do you measure that? What they don't like. They're pretty clear about
That's it.
Whatever makes you feel uncomfortable, even though you do the same thing, but if it makes you feel uncomfortable and somebody does it to you.
To me, it's frankly a marvel that you guys are still allowed to walk any digital landscape.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Our YouTube channel, Twin Muscle Workout, we can't upload for the next 2 weeks.
Why?
Yeah. They removed some videos from 2015. They said it was harmful and dangerous.
What?
It was just FanDuel videos.
Yeah.
We're just doing what you call fantasy football. That's all we were doing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was old sponsorship.
I'm quite certain there was more to it than that.
No, that was it. I reached out to my YouTube manager. She doesn't say anything. She just puts a link to creator support.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just like you're one of those MCN, like the network?
No, I don't have an MCN.
Oh. Yeah, I think they found out.
We got dropped by ours. So they're like, come with us. We'll protect you when this happens. Hey, this is bye. And I don't blame them. Listen, most people are I really don't.
It's a trend.
Honestly, that half Asian lawyer Bill Richmond is like, why don't we just start our own MCN? I'm like, I guess. I don't care. I mean, if people actually want a place that protects you guys, let me know. Tweet me at S. Crowder. Maybe it's something we can start up because these other spots, They're just going to play ball with YouTube.
Yeah.
And one
That's
thing
a good
I want to be really clear. Well, maybe we'll sign. Well, we're not going to sign you guys. You will be last on our list.
Yeah.
I don't think, I don't think we have enough lawyers on retainer or enough white guy beer.
No.
We're not in the business of, I've talked about this quite a bit, making predictions or putting clickbait out there. But yesterday we did release, hours before it hit, we had exclusive leaks that Vox the Adpocalypse was going to be coming for you.
Yeah.
It did. Within the hour, countless people, I don't even know how many, they were posting that they lost monetization. Yeah. Is it hundreds now?
I think it's hundreds, yeah. It's real close.
Everyone, again, from education channels to just plain comedians like this channel.
Commentary channels, all kinds
of
stuff.
Also funny is many of the people, I don't know if we have an overlay, who were clamoring for YouTube to actually enact these policies. We're like, yeah, Crowder needs to
do
go.
Then
of them actually got it. And they're like, what do you think would happen to me? Surprise! Where did you think this was going? And some people are like, why don't you defend Alex Jones? What? We had him on the show. We had him on the show for several extended interviews.
Yes.
And I agree with him on almost nothing.
Yeah.
But this is the problem, is the infighting and people being so mature and wanting to get in on a trend and, you know, trying to sort of just wedge in personal attacks or personal compliments. A lot of this stuff isn't accurate. But at this point, it's really beyond politics, okay? These weren't right-wing accounts. Many of them weren't even political accounts at all. Yeah. And I need you to understand something. This isn't going to get better. This is going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a lot worse unless you get active. But here's a silver lining. I think a lot of people maybe are looking for a silver lining.
Yeah.
The backlash is far worse. Far, far worse from YouTube creators. Not conservative people, but people who understand the kind of ramifications that this could have for their channel. And these are the people who create the content on YouTube. These are the people who built YouTube, right?
Yeah.
This is something else, too, I think people need to keep in mind. You guys have been partners for how long?
Since 2008.
Okay, so 2008. My brother was made a partner in 2006, and back then it was really unique because YouTube wasn't the only game in town. There were other video services.
A YouTube
services.
Partner, to clarify.
Right, a YouTube partner. Right. But YouTube, remember, was the only one paying.
Right, exactly.
That's how they got rid of competition.
Yeah.
Remember, they said, hey, if you upload with us, we'll pay you. We'll make you a part of the YouTube partner program. Right. And so you guys probably said, well, yeah, screw LiveLeak or whoever else was around at that point.
Yeah,
we're going to upload to YouTube. And then once they get big enough and they see those NBC, Universal, and Disney Vice dollars, they say, all right, Hodge Twins, you're gone. All right, Crowder, you're gone. You needed us to build this program, to build this platform, and then you want to toss us out and pull the rug out from under you guys when you've served your purpose. That's the problem, is squashing competition on a dishonest business proposition. I really have had a stroke. And I think that's what, they didn't expect the backlash of all of the creators, people like you, people out there who are not conservative. And that's when I say, get active. At least make your voice heard. If you have a big YouTube channel, make a video about it, right? We don't expect you to demonetize yourself. I don't want you guys to go down with the ship like us. We were mostly already demonetized. It was 90% or 70%. Yeah. Now it's 100%. Big deal. Promo code free speech for Mug Club right now. We're giving you $30 off. You guys keep us afloat. We really appreciate it. But the backlash is so much worse from people who've built this entire business model, and there are not enough Cobra Kai seasons in the world to make up for that, YouTube.
Yeah.
Versus the backlash they were afraid of with the 2% of the LGBTQ population at Vox. They saw some retweets going out, which was engineered from the ground up. It was complete AstroTurf going at Media Matters, and they thought, oh my gosh, everyone's getting furious. Advertisers are going to jump ship. Unless we capitulate to the angry, same-sex attracted, beautiful, and brave guy at Vox! And now they're going, crap, what do we do?
Yeah. Right, and so one thing that you have to do, keep it up, right? Keep talking about these things. You talked about people making videos. I think the one thing that conservatives fail to do that the other side does really, really well is make their voices heard. A lot of times we just kind of sit back and don't say anything about it, and all you hear is, from the LGBT community on this one, you hear all these tweets, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff that's going on. You need as many people as can. Get on
don't
there and
defend. Don't let them
forget. Exactly. Right. Don't let them forget it, because as you saw, they kind of YouTube kind of caved a little bit both ways. They ended up saying you did nothing wrong.
Here's
then they caved,
remarkable
and then they
about
caved
YouTube.
Backwards. It's like,
they were flip-flopping
remember,
all day.
I was saying this before this happened. I remember saying to you guys, you know, I don't envy YouTube, because at this point, they're going to piss somebody off no matter what.
Either way.
That being said, YouTube is a miracle. Like, they should be taught in business school alongside New Coke and the Schlitz beer contamination, because they have managed to come up with a solution that pisses everybody off.
Right,
like, we're just going to demonetize his entire channel. What? The biggest conservative channel in the history of YouTube? Yeah. Why? Well, because he didn't violate any guidelines, but we gotta give the piranhas something. And then the piranhas like, no, he's only demonetized. It never stops.
Not enough.
It's never going to be enough. That's what's so funny in this. Vox is pissed. pissed. Oh, yeah. They're so pissed.
And Mazza was pissed, too, because he tweeted out some guy at Ford. He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got caught up in this. I didn't see this coming. You're like, really?
I didn't see this coming? I'm saying this. I'm just speaking. Basically, might as well be Robert De Niro speaking to a mirror right here. Yeah. But the truth is, like, if one of you can reach out, and I know because you don't give my legal counsel any proper information, so I can see where this eventually ends up. I doubt you'll actually reach out. But I would love to know who your consultant was on handling this.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know who got fired today.
Yeah. No. They
got packed their boxes and walked out.
Probably not fired because he's probably gay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like that was no.
Part of diversity.
No, Tyler, that was a wonderful idea. Just who could have seen this coming? Can we put him down in the boiler room? No. Don't need to go to HR. Oh, we should have never fired James DeMora. All right, we do have to get going. We're going to have, speaking with Dave Rubin on the show after this. And free speech promo code, $30 off.
Louder with Crowder would like to take this moment to present you with our current Employee of the Month. This month, we award the golden plaque to Carlos Mazza of Vox for selling more Mug Clubs than ever in the company's history. Carlos Mazza's been so generous as to offer you a promo code, Free Speech, for the remainder of this weekend to receive $30 off from your Mug Club membership at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Carlos Mazza, you're a mensch. Your mug is in the mail.
Ranger panties. Buy yours today at louderwithcrowdershop.com.
You're an M&M. There's no point in wondering where your pockets are. Tasting smooth, creamy milk. You're an M&M. It's all right. There's no.
I gotta get rid of it. You know what I like though when I get rid of this hat?
Yeah.
I can do. Well, that wasn't very frisbee. It was better earlier today. Hey, look, it's my favorite gay wasp.
It is.
Gay Jew, I guess. But that we have to be careful with the terminology. You can follow him on the Twitter at Ruben Report, and you can follow him on YouTube, youtube.com/Ruben Report, for as long as he's allowed to still be there. Dave Rubin, how are you, sir?
Well, first off, Crowder, a lot of people right now, a lot of people telling me that you're a homophobe.
Yes.
That's word out on the street. Now, of course, a phobe is a phobia. A phobia is an irrational fear. Yep. So I thought, even though you're interviewing me here, I would ask you the first question. Do you have an irrational fear of gay people? Like if a gay person is, say, walking down the street and you're walking this way, do you freak out? Like, you know, like,
is this going to lead to you telling everybody that I hugged you again and you tried to embarrass me and ruin my street cred?
One time, we've only met once in person, and you did give me a very, very warm, uncomfortably long hug.
Ah, okay. Well, that always feels great coming from a man who typically likes hugs for men. So here's, by the way, how
irrational fear, because people are going to be angry just that I'm even talking to you right now. You deny my existence, Crowder. You're coming for gay people, even though you're dressed like a member of the Village People. What the hell's going on here? Do you have an irrational fear?
This is if Alanis Morissette were added as a member. I don't necessarily think so, but I don't like the parties. They get a little bit loud. I lived in Chelsea for a year, and it was a little bit tough to find sleep. I'm not going to lie, I was irritated.
That's what it is. So you lived in Chelsea, which is like at one time was really like the gayest place in New York. I'm not sure if it still is anymore. I think maybe that's Hell's Kitchen, or out here we have West Hollywood. Right. And I think a lot of what happens with you and the gays is you do have a little PTSD from living in Chelsea, where there's a lot of parties. It's very loud. There's people screaming and having good time. They have something called Sunday Funday. Really? I've never had that much fun on a Sunday.
We just call it the Sabbath.
Yeah, well, I can't have that much fun during the day. I can have gay fun from about 8 p.m. to about 10 p.m. That's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, by the way, how offended were you at the apology? Because I'm like, man, Ruben is pissed that you made the Rock Hudson Gomer Pyle bit. And I'm like, well, okay.
Well, I didn't think the joke itself was that great. I would have appreciated a Golden Girls reference. You know, Blanche's brother, Clayton, was a very straight-acting gay guy. I would have preferred that. That would have worked a little more comedically for me.
Yes.
But you're doing the right thing here, man. You cannot bow to these people. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that the same guy that's going after you, I don't even need to mention his name, but if you want to, you can, the same Vox guy that's going after
the gentleman and scholar from Vox of Latino origin who happens to be attracted to members of the same sex, which is both beautiful and brave. Yes, continue.
Yes, let's say.
Well, I don't care. I don't care what his ethnicity is. I don't care what his gender is. I don't care about any of those immutable characteristics. What I care is about what someone does with their life. And in this case, this is the same guy now going after you and trying to take down your channel and making a whole hullabaloo about it. This is the same guy that a couple weeks ago, I think you know this, I was trying to get Pete Buttigieg on the show, tweeted at Pete Buttigieg. His PR press people say, DM me. I get it, you know, the head of PR for him says, DM me. Start going back and forth. We trade some emails. He's got a trip coming to June, coming to LA in June. We're going to work it out. And then next thing you know, this guy and a Huffington Post journalist and Media Matters, the CEO, president of Media Matters, all jump in to start the mob attacking the press guy of Mayor Pete so that he won't do my show. And then they just stop responding.
What was what was their reasoning?
Well, I'm a scary dude.
I was going to say, like, here's the one thing. If anything, the only valid criticism I would say of you is that you tend to be very nice with everybody. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you get in somebody's grill. I would love to see that.
Isn't it funny, Crowder, that we live in a time where everybody's always upset that everybody hates each other, right? Everyone's trying to destroy each other. We're more polarized than ever before. I mean, these are all just the things people say.
Right.
Then I come around, and I have treated every single one of my guests.
You act as though I should have been the exception to that rule, but yes.
You were the one I thought about doing differently. But truly, I have treated every single one of my guests exactly the same, whether I've had Bishop Barron in here from the Archdiocese in my own home where I live with my husband, and he's obviously not for gay marriage. I treated him with the exact amount of respect that I've treated any of my lefty guests, that I would treat any libertarian or any progressive with. I treat everybody exactly the same. And that's partly why I'm taking the hits right now, because it's one thing to go after you because it's like you're saying I'm a conservative, I'm using comedy to really throw it in their face.
Sure.
Where me, like, they don't know what to do with me, because if it was the back of a baseball card, they'd be like, wait a minute, this guy's supposed to be a lefty, he acts nice, you know, he lives in LA, none of this adds up. So that's why a certain amount of hate is coming to me. But by the way, you know, this Vox journalist, and again, I'm not even sure what his name is. Carlos something.
Gentleman, scholar, Latino origin, same-sex attraction, wonderful, beautiful, brave. Yeah.
In his Twitter bio, it says that Tucker Carlson is a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that seems pretty freaking directly hateful, directly potentially inciting violence, like to be a white supremacist.
Well, it's not, especially when you see that he didn't potentially incite. He said milkshake. He said assault, commit battery against white supremacists,
yeah,
and has identified people. Yeah, so it's not left to the imagination. There's no, like, we wouldn't call it foreshadowing if this were an auteur. You'd be like, oh, he's a violent guy.
Right. So think about what this guy's doing. I mean, we have three examples now. So he's trying to stop people from talking to me as an interviewer, no matter how moderate I may be. He's trying to literally get you booted off YouTube, and he's putting messaging out there as a journalist, and I've got air quotes going, that Tucker Carlson is a white supremacist. So this is why journalism is collapsing. This sucks on the YouTube front. I mean, they've been crushing my channel even worse than yours. And it's like, you know, we gotta keep fighting, man. What else can we do, right?
I don't know if they've been crushing you worse than ours. You know, do you ever think that maybe the criticism lobbed against you is that you are very articulate, you're very nice, but sometimes you use expressions that would sound like a 1940s homophobe. Like, see, those two good time boys with their hullabaloo, see?
It's a little confusing.
Or a criticism of you?
No, it's a criticism. You said hullabaloo, the hullabaloo, these kids with their hootin' nannies.
I'm a little older than you. I am 40. I'll be 43 in a couple of weeks. So
really?
You know.
You carry it well. That's the one thing with being lighter, you know, being overall, you're smaller than I am. Heavyweights don't age well. There's a lot of torque on the joints.
No, you're not aging well, everyone.
No, everyone knows that I'm not aging well. Like, even Dylan Radigan.
Picking you off YouTube, it's the fact that you're aging horribly.
Yes, exactly. Like a podling conspiracy from Dark Crystal. Not quite as bad as Don Lemon, but he just didn't get the gene. He didn't get the anti-aging gay genes. I don't know what it is with Don Lemon. He just, the luck of the draw. So let me ask you this.
Just real quick, though, because, look, I have no problem with gay jokes. I mean, the idea that you can't make fun of a certain group of people. It doesn't mean about destroying one particular person over their identity. But if, imagine if you say, okay, well, we can't make gay jokes anymore. Now, first off, gay people are equal in America. No one's coming for you because you're gay. So if there were rights that gay people
except
did
for other
not,
gay guys, but yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. But that's a joke. See what you did there?
See? Incredible. See? Ah. Tell me where that's hateful. Yeah, go ahead.
But the point is that you make those jokes actually because you know gay people are equal. So it, the point would be if gay people didn't have certain rights and then you were constantly going after gay people, personally, I would have more of an issue with that. I would defend you as a comedian and I would always defend your right to free speech, obviously. Sure. But the point is, if you're going to come after jokes, just watch where this goes. Okay, guys, Vox, you want to take down Crowder for gay jokes? You got 20 years of gay jokes on Family Guy. Every freaking joke about Stewie, the baby, is about him being gay, and the and every gay character that they've put in that show. And sure. The Simpsons have done it with Waylon Smithers, and you could do every sitcom, every Friends, every other joke.
You'd have to get rid of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, well, now they don't like her or him either because
yeah, I know, because he used the word RuPaul used the word tranny, and they were like, I think Patton Oswalt had a bit about that. So he clearly didn't mean it hatefully. Well, let me ask you this: what's your biggest issue with it? When people would say this to you as a you identify more libertarian now? What would you say to people who say, well, hold on a second, this is about YouTube? They have the right to, for example, completely demonetize whoever they want. You shouldn't be trying to influence market forces, you know, or they can ban whoever they want. What's your response to that?
Well, the libertarian answer would be that you do try to influence market forces. You don't ask that the government get involved. Now, I think, look, this has pushed my libertarian side to its limits because the amount of power and control of information and the way we communicate and all of those things that YouTube and Facebook and Twitter have over us, I think there could be an argument that they should be considered a public good the way, you know, water works and the electric company, if we're playing Monopoly, would be considered, right?
Right.
So I think there is an argument there. I'm not really for it. And the idea that the government should come in and regulate YouTube and Google, it's like, I live in California. I pay my state taxes on the California state website. It looks like Prodigy in 1993. That might be too old of a...
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Then we moved on to Angel Fire, GeoCities. Yes, I know it well.
Yeah, so these people, the idea that the government can come in and somehow that's going to make it fair, I don't love. So this is where a libertarian, to me, it's like you want competition. Now, the pushback I get on that from people on the right is that this is a case where competition can never flourish because of the monopoly and amount of control. And, of course, the counterargument to that is that when you make that exception once, you will always make that exception again and again. And every time government comes in, they just make things worse and all of those things. So I don't know that I'm fully decided on this. Look, a guy who I know we both respect, Dennis Prager, you sued Google over restricted videos. It's not really the mode that I would want to go in. I can tell you this. I don't even know that I've fully said this publicly yet, but I started a tech company just in the last couple months, and we're working on some of these solutions. And, you know, I'm fortunate. It's like you. We have problems, and people reach out to us with solutions, and we're going to work on some of those things.
Can you work on the solution of turning your phone off vibrate? You and Naomi Wolf.
It's the gay mafia. They are really not happy that I'm talking to you.
I can't believe that. You know what? Tell them they're all welcome to come on the show. Here's the deal. They can come on the show. I'm not going to change my opinions, and I'm not going to stop making gay jokes, black jokes, half Asian jokes, quarter black jokes, Canadian jokes. They're never going to stop. I mean, people just need to understand this. And there's a big difference, by the way. We were just talking with David Barton about this. You know, freedom of speech. People say, well, where do you draw the line? And they always use a stupid example of you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can if there's a fire. The line is very simple. You can't lie. You have a responsibility to tell the truth. So things like libel, slander, those are actionable offenses. You cannot use your freedom of speech to deliberately lie to harm somebody else. And outside of that, that's it. That doesn't include nasty words or jokes that offend. It's deliberately lying to cause harm, physical or reputation-wise, to someone else. Outside of that, close the books. Let me ask you this. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think of the argument that they're going to basically leave people like us with no choice other than to take legal action against specific people? So, for example, you will find no videos of me slandering and libeling people, right? Either verbally or written. You won't find that. But there are tons of people that every day call me a white supremacist, call me a Nazi. I mean, I grew up around Holocaust survivors. Like, try to imagine the level of insanity of this or the horrible things that they say about you. I don't know that I've ever seen you attack any specific person with any of that kind of vitriol. We need jokes. We need jokes. You know what happens to a society that can't joke? Violence. I mean, that's what happens. You start killing each other. Jokes are a way of of illuminating a little bit of truth so that we can all sort of feel the same thing. So the idea, well, all right, we're not going to do, you know, Family Guy actually is the right example, because about a year ago, the producers said that they weren't going to do gay jokes anymore. I don't know if they've actually followed through with that. But it's like, once you say, all right, we're not going to do gay jokes, well, are you going to do black jokes? Because you've been doing that for 20 years. You've been doing Jew jokes for 20 years. You've been doing Muslim jokes for 20 years and white people jokes. Once you start pinning everybody off and we're not going to make fun of these people, you're saying that group is the other and they deserve special treatment. And that's not good for them or for you or for a functioning society in any way.
No, I think you're correct. Let me ask this, just a ballpark. How effective has your channel been as a percentage of your videos, would you say, like demonetized compared to maybe... let's say 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a significant uptick?
Well, it's all over the place. So I don't know specifically. I just tweeted out this morning that our rev is off by about 66% since March.
Okay, so there you go. So 66%. So here's my issue is the dishonest business practices, right? YouTube courted someone like you. They said, we want you here. We're going to make you a part of our partner program. Whatever you made, you know they made many, many, many fold more, right? They made it off the backs of content creators. YouTube never created any content. So my issue is with them saying, hey, Dave Rubin, we know at this point there could have been other options as they were coming up. They said, we know there are other options. We want to pay you to create content for our website. We want YouTube to be your home. And because of you doing that for your loyalty, we are going to split the revenue with you. Okay, great. And then when they grow big enough, they try to cut you off at the knees. To me, that's a dishonest business practice. It's not about necessarily even corporate censorship. If they're clear about the rules, no one, you know, this thing happened this week where no one is still entirely clear about whether we were completely demonetized and booted, if it was due to a shirt. They couldn't give us an answer. No one understands the rules. And I think the simple version is following the law.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's why perhaps legal action is going to be necessary, and it would suck for people like us to have to be involved in that. It would really, as I said, it would push me to really the limits of what my belief in freedom and liberty is all about. But they may leave us with no choice. But right. at the end of the day, look, we don't have to be on this platform, but we do something where we want to get our message out there. And there's other ways we could do it through podcasts and BitChute and all sorts of other things. And I think you've got to stay smart and figure out what business model works for you and the rest of it. But the point is, this isn't that they're doing something across the board. We know who they're, you're drinking the coffee in a gay way.
No, right? I'm drinking it. You said business model. See, that was a little bit of I was alluding. I can't believe that you said that. Why would you throw that out at all? They don't. I've seen. You know, most gay people use straws. Continue. Because they're a tidy people, I assume. I don't know.
Crowder, do you ever hear of a comedian known as Don Rickles from the old days?
Yes.
You know, the Don Rickles used to go up in front of a crowd and he'd talk about the Chinaman over there and the black guy over there and the Jew over there and the wasp over there and the rest of it. And guess what everyone did? Everyone laughed and walked out of there feeling equal.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was like, there was one group I just wasn't going to touch. That would be twisted and that would be bigotry.
Right.
So these guys, the bigger issue, of course, is that we know they're coming after you. They're coming after me. The line just keeps moving. And I'm not even going to go into the amount of crazy far left YouTube channels out there that say all sorts of evil stuff and go on and on against Christians and white men and all the terrible stuff that they're doing all the time.
Right.
And we know those guys are going to be safe. So
yeah,
we got to figure out how to be smarter here.
Well, I appreciate it. And I do appreciate the kind words and support. And you know what? I would never make a joke about you being lispy because there's no truth to it. You actually speak more clearly. I wonder, you and Andrew Klavan, you have like a natural broadcaster voice. You talk here, does Dave Rubin. Well, actually, here's one thing. This is my Dave Rubin is more like this. It's very sort of enunciated. Yeah. And when he talks, it's very almost labored in that he's very thoughtful in his approach. Whenever I talk about somebody or I'm saying that somebody made a statement, I invariably do an impression. I don't even mean to. I couldn't not do an impression like this when talking about the Vox guy. I couldn't. I've never done that. I've done an impression of you inadvertently when I've mentioned like, yeah, Dave Rubin and I were talking and I go into that. It's just a natural thing I've done since I was a kid.
But also we should note that this guy, his Twitter handle has the word gay in it. So he's putting it out there as if it's part of something. And then it's like, you can't say to you, well, you can't reference that very thing that you're making such a part of your identity. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's such a small portion too. That's the thing. I appreciate it because I know a lot of conservatives tried to, you know, they got scared at first, and then now it's not just conservatives. Everyone has jumped in, every original content creator, because they know it's coming for them. But it really is one of those scenarios where, yeah, think, listen, it's maybe 2%. 2% of 2% of our content. 2% of our content is a Vox rebuttal, and 2% of that is making fun of the guy. We actually provide resources and information. We try and rebut it. Okay, we do have to get going. So on Twitter is at Ruben Report, as well as on YouTube. And Senior Ruben, thank you so much. Please go back to the Angry Gay Mafia and let them know that, just tell them you don't like me. Put it on me.
Guys, Crowder's the homophobe.
Oh, Bobby.
Sir, my name is Steve Crowder, and these here are the
Mug Club Z.
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Lotto with Crowder. Late night comedy, Salvation to South.
Songs of Salvation.
We hear you might have a platform for us.
We hear that you paid good money to sing into a can.
You boys do conservative video?
You boys do Negro
songs? Sir, we are a cup. Well, that's all except our
Negroes.
Our company.
All except for our
company. All except our half Asian lawyer standing in the corner.
The fellow who plays a guitar.
I have a show in constant sorrow. It's seen trouble all its days.
Just one word for day.
For Susan Wojcicki deemed our content.
So, but before we do any of that, I've got two things for you guys. One is that
he's a one-trick pony. He's just like Dave Rubin for a number of reasons. Like, he's not smart. He's not funny. He's not talented.
Shots fired already.
You're pathetic. You're a loser. And people should laugh at you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the best way to deal with it is to, I mean, you have to ignore him.
So, here comes the big announcement.
But the one final thing that I will say to just kind of solidify my point.
Live on weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss out on the Young Turks.
Stop playing games with your personal protection. Try the Walther today. You see what I did there with the stop playing games? Walther's happy about it.
I'm totally fine. I'm an aquatic mammal.
That's right. You are an aquatic mammal.
Just built a dam.
I couldn't really tell that you were a beaver. They've gotten really crappy with the costumes for purchase. Thank
Amazon.
You, Dave Rubin, by
Thanks,
the way.
Leaf.
Gosh, I really am off today. I've slept very little. Least lispy gay guy. Hey, look at this. I don't know what the... Can someone answer me this since it's cultural appropriation in Canada?
I keep asking
can
that question.
Can someone ask me why they would put that there?
I was wearing it earlier. I was like, what
was it
for?
Like because some guy who had rickets was self-conscious and so everyone did it in solidarity? And
yeah, together.
Like, yeah, no, it looks great like that. Hey, Tommy, I wish I had rickets. You're just saying that. No, look, I'll show it. Look, hey, we both have rickets. I don't know what's the reason for it.
I don't know. I think Francine said it was like... make space in the pants when they're sitting riding horses or something. But that
makes chairs not have any arms? This is wildly inconvenient.
Well, I don't know.
Everything about today is distracting. Everything I'm wearing
<What's that>?
is itchy. By the way, we have some super videos coming up. And also,
yeah, we
we're going to be gone for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks and four in not the we're going to be actually here all July. The way through July 4th.
Yes.
Every day we have a special, an on-location special at an American History Museum, kind of taking some American
it's a
history
mini-series.
Tidbits. We have a Change My Mind coming around the 4th of July, and we have some super videos here in the hopper, some new Crowder confronts, some things that we can't necessarily talk about because we're working on them, and maybe some phone calls that we're going to be making soon to some people who might have pissed me off a little bit. What would you say, Quarter Black Garrett, I'm putting you on the spot, has been the most surprising this week? What would you say is your main takeaway?
I'm surprised that so many people. Well, I'm surprised that so many people got demonetized.
Yeah.
That YouTube just came out and just scorched earth everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are, what side you're on, you're gone.
It surprised a lot of people.
It surprised me a lot that everybody kind of banded together. At least from I woke up the next day, and looked at all of my subscriptions, all the channels I watched, and they're all talking about it.
Yeah.
Small channels, big channels, everybody's talking about
it. I woke up today better than I felt yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I got on the phone with my lawyer, and I was like, oh, I got to do this. Because there's still a battle going on behind the scenes. So, again, thank you. The promo code will be good through the weekend.
Yeah.
$30 off, free speech for those who want to join Mug Club. And there's a lot. We're doing a lot more content behind the paywall. We might even need to put all of our shows that have the socialism is for fig shirt, where I even
exclusive.
Wear it. They might need to be exclusively behind the paywall because they won't be allowed on YouTube anymore. So I wanted to talk about something here. I think it's very appropriate in light of the current week. And I think it's appropriate, and maybe not the way that a lot of people think, bullying. We've talked about, and usually you only hear about bullying when it involves some usually gay person who's in the nightly news because they were bullied in school. By the way, I usually don't buy that.
Yeah.
You've got to be the stupidest person in the world
to
bully a gay or trans person in school.
As a matter of fact,
I bet you they would say, like, hey, Timmy, what are you, gay? Yeah, I'm sorry, don't let the dean know, I'm so sorry. Whereas when I was a kid, I got called it all the time because I wasn't gay, but, you know, I was a loser. You can just find my pictures in high school. I was bullied all
are
the time.
What are you talking about now?
A little bit. I feel like I don't get the respect in the office that I quite deserve, but you know what? That's just them's the breaks. No one wants to go have hot dogs with a man who signs the fronts of checks. I'll be fine. But we're talking about bullying. And this is what, because they've tried to accuse us of being bullies, and more generally conservatives of being bullies. Here's the thing I would like to sort of posit. The reason that bullying in high school is so unbearable, or in the workplace, for example, is because it's chronic, it's systemic. If you have a bully in high school, or if you have a boss or a supervisor who's a bully, you still have to go in the next day. And I believe me, I get it. I had days where I would just go to sleep, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to wake up. I know that sounds terrible. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. I just hated my life going to school. And a part of it was bullying. A part of it was just I wasn't cut out for public school as we had in Canada. But the real problem there is you have to face that bully every single day. There's no way to get away from it. That's a big defining factor for me and bullying. Now, let's compare that to, for example, us doing a video or rebuttal here, where maybe 2% of the video is us making light or us making fun of somebody in a way that they don't like. The thing is, that's not chronic. That's not systemic. You can shut it off. You can change the channel or online. You can just click on the next suggested video, which is probably turtle humping work boot or angry cat or tranny makeup tutorials, transy makeup tutorials. Now we can't use any words. They're all being banned retroactively. Right? You can change the channel. Now compare that to, say, removing the ability for anyone of a political persuasion to be able to make a living. Including the 12 to 15 people here at Loud of Credit. It's not myself. This is an entire team of people. What's more chronic? What's more systemic? Who's the bully? The person does a video that is never even addressed to you. And this is all conservatives out there, or the person who wants to make sure that they ruin everyone's life who's been involved with that video forevermore, or anyone who might even cover that video, even non-political channels, as you see with the Adpocalypse. People who just happen to cover it, we want you gone. Some people were surprised at the apology video that we issued. And it was rough. When you go back and you watch it, you're like, oh, that was, yeah, maybe a couple of those, but they were actual jokes that have appeared in the show. You shouldn't be surprised, though. Why? That's how you deal with bullies. I've seen a lot of conservatives. Well, I'm the reasonable conservative. No, listen, you don't give in. You don't, well, you have to push back from the very beginning, right away. You give up no ground, unless you're wrong. But if you know you're not wrong, you don't apologize. And that's how we handled it. And you know what? A lot of people think that applies just to bullies, but I would say it applies to all high-pressure scenarios in life in general. There are some people who are naturally kind of what we refer to as game day players, right? Some people are born with it. Naturally under pressure, they have another level, another switch. My dad is that guy. If you ever trained in a sport, you know some people, was they say Tarzan in the gym, Jane on the field. There's some guys who are just unbelievable in training, but they can't put it together when it comes to game day. And then there's some guys who are kind of lackluster, you wouldn't pick out of a lineup, and then when it comes time to perform, boom, they're on it. Some people need pressure to perform. They need to see themselves bleed before they get their head in the mix. And here's one thing I will say. Well, I don't know that everyone on this team is a naturally born game day player. No one here in the Ladder Cutter offices wilts under pressure. It's why, and I said this to everyone, because I know I could see that people were scared in the office when I walked in. It's why the attack from Vox, big media, it couldn't have happened to a more capable group of people. Not talking about myself, because how much you see Vox bitch about how behind the scenes, all the work they put in, it's not even close to what these people put in behind the scenes. And all of the work that you don't see, that you don't know about, believe me, if you have someone on the front lines who you want fighting the bullshit right now, if I could handpick them, it would be the people who are in this room and the people who are in the green room watching. We've had a lot, and I'll tell you this, we've had a lot of trial runs in those first couple of weeks at this company that don't work out. There's about a two-week, about a month mark, because it's a pressure cooker. Things like this week happen. It doesn't happen in most workplaces. If they stick around after that, they're here. Usually for a very, very long time. Not everyone is born as a game day player, okay? So let me be clear, because I know some people saying, well, that's not me. Everyone can become one. Just like not everyone is born with the backbone to stand up to bullies, everyone can grow one. I've seen it happen. I've seen people in my high school who would wilt to bullies, and then they decided to grow a spine, never again. I was that guy at one point. I was the guy who walked away holding my jaw. And then at a certain point, I said, okay, that's not going to happen again. So let me ask you this. Is that something you'd like? Does that sound like a skill set that's valuable to you? To be in the heat, to be in the pressure cooker, to be in the pocket with someone right in your face, right in your grill, and to feel totally capable? And by the way, notice I didn't say comfortable. I said capable. No one here at this team, no one who has the skill set that I'm talking about, no one's comfortable with being part of a concerted assault, for example, from a billion-dollar media company. No one, okay? It's distinctly uncomfortable. Yeah, everyone here puts on a good face, we laugh, we joke, but you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. It's distinctly scary. But everyone here has rallied, okay? And they've handled it very capably. Every single person. And not everyone here was always that way. How does it happen? It starts with being capable in the face of being uncomfortable. And the only way to get to that point is to get familiar with being uncomfortable. And how does that happen? It just takes... It's like building up calcium deposits on your bones, right? You've seen boxers, they do it with their hands, they do it with their shins, they actually build it up. They just hit it with a little bit of a screwdriver. That's something they come and do, or like a Pillsbury Doughboy roller. I don't know, some kind of a roller. I have no idea. That's a rabbit trail, it doesn't matter, I'm tired, shut up. The point is, it happens, though, over time, right? Getting used to a little impact, getting used to the grind, getting used to the nicks, the bruises, getting used to being hungry, getting used to being tired, getting used to feeling disoriented. All of that has happened this week. And if you do it enough, if you do it consistently, if you stop avoiding anything other than your creature comforts at all costs, eventually you will find yourself capable of, when in the thick of it, being able to slow down, breathe, take inventory, accept the stress of a moment, the rush, the chaos, navigate what you need to do. You will become a game day player. And by the way, this isn't self-help advice. I don't like that term because it's narcissistic by its very nature. This isn't about loving yourself or feeling good about what you see in the mirror. What good would that do anyone here in the face of the apocalypse if I look in the mirror and say, well, you know what? I got mine. That doesn't help anybody. That's not what this is about. It's about helping others. Because guess what? Once you're capable of handling the pressure cooker, once you're the person who's capable in the face of the uncomfortable, you can now be the person who helps those that aren't. You can help them to lean on you. You can bear the weight, not for yourself, but for others. Because guess what? Improving yourself, yeah, that's great. Of course you should. But carrying your own weight is not an accomplishment. It's the bare minimum. Getting to where you can burden the weight of others, that's something special. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there. There's the burden. There's the weight of a lot of people, a lot of unseen people, a lot of smaller channels don't necessarily have the platforms that we do or that you do. And that's why I call everyone out there right now in the face of this who's been affected, who sees it happening, there's this moment in time to do something. If you are capable in the face of being uncomfortable, right now, it's your duty to help burden the weight of others. And I'll see you there. Hopefully that helps. We'll see what happens next week.